What's better? Is it better to daven with 10 people or to answer Kaddish and Kedusha? So here the Gemara tells us, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Kuf Tes, Sif Aleph, that if someone comes late to Shul, if he could start and finish before the Chazan will reach Kedusha or Kaddish, then he should daven. If not, he should not daven unless he's in Mist Zman Tefillah. The Magen Avraham over there, the Magen Avraham has a discussion about this, and the Prima Gadim, jumping down to the Prima Gadim, who has the kasha between two Magen Avrahams, he makes a chilik between whether you're starting with the Tzibur, you're starting together with them, or if you're going to be starting later. That when are we going to say that it's better to follow Kaddish and Kedusha? That's if you're not starting together with the tzibah. But if you're starting with the tzibah, so then tefillah b'tzibah will be adif. And we take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura brings down this shita. Mishnah Brura brings down, he says over here, he starts off the chayra kim the tzarech ligma tefillase kind of kedusha kol shekein sheshmiah kaddish achar shmoneh esrei, since one needs to finish the Shmoneh Esrei before Kedusha, and Kol Shekein should hear Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. So Yishleim the Meir b'Meir of the Lekha Kedusha. Inami Meir shekva Shama Kedusha, already heard Kedusha, fine. He says over here, Al Kapanim, he speaks out that towards the middle, he says, the Kedusha Adaf Mimayidim, Al Kedem Ba Samach Le Kedusha, and if we wait until after Kedusha, he won't be able to say Maidim with the Tzibur. He won't be able to because he might miss his Matfilah. Mutter that he should be misspelled after Kedusha. In other words, he should hear Kedusha. The choice is Kedusha or Maidim. And then he says, then he brings down that he says, the Olufima should be Arnu. The best thing is to start davening with the chazan b'shave. Al kain, mi shabal the basic nes is take of acha kedusha. Someone who comes to the basic nes is right after kedusha, and if we wait until after moedim, he won't be able to answer amen yeshmer rabba after the kaddish after shmoneh esrei. He won't be able to answer in that kaddish. Vim yanta acha kaddish, and for waiting until if the kaddish is a mister's man tefillah, motiv levato moedim, then to mevato amen yishmer rabba. That's the importance of amen yishmer rabba. Plus, also, you could always bow partially when the tzibur will be saying moedim. So we see over here that there are different kedinim about kedima and nakedima. I saw brought down from the Chazanish that he once said that the greatest darg of tefillah b'tzibah is to start mamish with the tzibah. But someone who started later, he didn't start with the tzibah together, it's still called tefillah b'tzibah. It's a darg of p'chusa, it's still considered a tefillah b'tzibah. But it's not the same darg of tefillah b'tzibah. So according to the Magen Avraham, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to go with the Magen Avraham, it's better tefillah b'tzibah than answering Kaddish and Kedusha. According to the Prima Gadim and Mishnah Brura, it's better to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Now my question here is as follows. We mentioned earlier a halacha that one has to go a mil, they have to go 18 minutes to find a minyan. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, that someone who came late to Shul, and he's not going to be starting Shavu B'Shavu, he's not starting together with the Chazan, is he chayv to look for a minyan within a mil in order to, yes, start with the Tzibur? Now, is this adifus, this extra, this more of a higher level of Tefillah B'Tzibur, when you're starting together with the Tzibur, rather than when you're starting afterwards, right? So I came to a shul, and I'm not going to make it to start with them Shmoneh Esrei, but I'll make it to start Shmoneh Esrei while they're down in Shmoneh Esrei. But I know that there's another minyan 18 minutes away where they're starting to daven, and over there I'll be able to make it to daven with them. L'chayrin svarat mistaber, that you need to go out there. Because if the whole idea of tefillah betzibur is to make my tefillah more makabel, and it's before in many of these maramakamis that I jumped over, the marasha, the tzlach, that when you start davening with the tzibur together, it adds to your tefillah betzibur, it's a better tefillah betzibur. So then l'chayra, one would have to go search for a minion. That's what it would seem as svara. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Nun Beis, over there, he brings down a case. He says, someone who the derech is to daven slowly with kavana. So he says, even if he comes in the beginning of tefillah, he will not be able to make it to start with the tziba. He davens slowly. It takes some time to pronounce the word. And this is a shayla that people ask. And for them, it's harder to daven. It takes them time. Even just to have a simple kavana takes them more time than the rest of the tzibur. And they can't come earlier to start earlier, or even if they start earlier, it's still, they don't make it. And if they're going to push themselves to daven shavuot, they can lose the kavana. So the Shari Tshuva says, it's mutaf him to be mispala ala seda, v'yir lechaven shebaruchu kedusha yoyme imayim bein haprokim. Just work out that you're in the right spots that you can stop to answer to Baruch and Kedusha. And the lo yamoid be'emtza aperek v'chol avov is darish Hashem. Meaning that what the Shari Tshuva is saying is that if you start Baruch Shama or Hoidu with the tzibur, then you don't need to start a search for another minion. If I'm starting with the tzibur davening and it just takes me slower to get there, then I don't have to look for another minion. But if I'm coming late to shul, and because of that, I'm not going to make it to start with the tzibur, then in svara, it might make sense that you should go look for another minyan now, especially if you're in a shtibur where there are many minyanim going on, and you can either join in this minyan and chap a shmoneh esrei with them while they're down in shmoneh esrei, or I could go to the next door and just start a little earlier and make the minyan for shmoneh esrei, so then one should. But what happens if the situation is that I'm joining this minion late. I woke up late, but I need to join this minion. I can't go to the other minion, or going to the other minion is going to cause me a hefsid. So if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi, Sifkat and Chavtes, he says that if someone is a oynus for mamain, and because of his ishtalus to down with the tzibah, he's going to come to a hefsid. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a chilik between if it's a loss of revach, you're just not going to, it's a minias revach, you're not going to gain money, or you're actually losing money. And the Shmuel says that if it's going to bring to a hefsid of mamon, so then you can daven be a chitas. But if it's a matter of a minias revach, so then you should look for a minion. And Mishmuel goes on, he brings down from Hagoyim Areinu Zalman Merlish, the Kalkadishas Hamburg, he was once on his way to shul and he met a person. And the guy answered back, they should wait until I come back from the Beis Knesses. He lost out on the deal and the other person gained many thousands. That's the chashivas of tefillah betzibur. So again, what the Mishmur is making a chilek. So now the question is that, let's say, do we apply the same chilek for answering Kaddish and Kedusha? Let's say it's a question, I need to run out, I daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, but I'm not going to hear Kedusha, I'm not going to hear Kaddish. Do we say the same chilek for Kaddish and Kedusha, that if it's a question of hefsid mamon, then you could leave and miss Kaddish and Kedusha. But if it's not a question of hefsid mamon, it's a question of minias revach, so perhaps you need to stay for the Kaddish and Kedusha. What about the second question? Davening shava b'shava. If it's a question of me going to the other minyan so I could start with the tziba, to get in that mile of tefillah b'tziba, am I mechayev also to lose that on a minias revach? Or maybe minias revach is just to get tefillah betziva. But shava b'shava, you don't have to give up on a minyas revach. That's not so clear to me what the din would be. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a simen nun beis sif aleph that if someone comes to the tzibur and the tzibur is holding at the end of pesuk it is zimra, so does it say the dvarim what to do? Say baruch shama til the David, some of the halalukis. If there's more time, Rambam goes on with a whole extension of what to say. We allow you to skip Pesukei Dezimra in order to be able to daven Bitzibor. What's the reason for this? Pesukei Dezimra is part of Tefillah. It's not Tachnunim. By Tachnunim, you could say that depending on your kavan is how much Tachnunim you need to say. When it comes to Slichis, or it comes to Tachnun, that's Tachnunim. But if we're talking about Tefillah, Pesukei Dezimra is part of Tefillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav a very different reason. Shulchan Aruch Rav says tefillah b'tzibur is ritzuyo mukubelis loyelam. Like the pasuk says, kabe lo yimas. Pada b'shalom nashim kravli kibrav mahiyu imadi. The importance of tefillah b'tzibur. Therefore, someone who comes to the tzibur at the end of pesukei Dezimra, we allow him to skip in order kidei lispalol imat tzibur. She pesukei Dezimra gam kein lo niskenu al b'shvil ha'tefillah shetei ritzuyo v'mukubeles. The purpose of Pesukei Dezimra is to prepare ourselves so that our tefillah will be accepted. So, that what's the reason we're allowing you to skip Pesukei Dezimra? It's because since the purpose of Pesukei Dezimra is in order to prepare yourself to make tefillah mekubeles, so my tefillah should be accepted. And tefillah b'tziva is a vadeh that my tefillah will be accepted. So it's better that you should skip the pesukei Dezimra in order to do the tefillah b'tziva. Now, a vadeh, like the Mishmaru says, l'chatchila, it's right that a person should come to the basic Knesset on time, that he doesn't have to skip. And the Mishmur brings down from the Sfarim that the Magid who came to the Beis Yosef, he was mazir him, he warned him, and he encouraged him very much that you have to come to the Beis Knesses on time in order to daven Keseda without skipping. And one who skips this, Bapi Kabbalah, could be his Bimahapich, the Tzinoiriyos, the different Hashpais that come. And Mishmur goes on speaking about how chashiv it is that one has to daven. However, if one did come late once in a while, once a month he came late, or more than that, so then he could skip to get tefillah b'tzibur. Now, of course the Mishbura actually in Simon Aleph says a person has to wake up early enough so he has enough time to prepare himself in order to come to Minyan on time. Which means that the person has to work out how much time he needs to get dressed, to wake himself up, to walk the shul, and he has to be organized. So the Mishmur over here in Simen Nun Beis then tells us that the Iker Kepeda who she spelled Tfilas Yechesim Atziba Balachash. That's the Iker Kepeda. That one should make it to be able to daven tefillas yudches with the tzibur belachash. And that's the hesbah that we gave from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, why one has to do. Now, if let's say he will not reach tefillas tzibur of Shemon Esrei, so then he has no hetter to skip, he has to just go continue, he has to daven normally. Back to our question, what's the din if I'll skip, I'll be able to reach Shemon Esrei. But I'm not going to be able to start with the Tziva Shabbat V'Shabbat. Still, should I skip? L'chair, the answer to this would be, based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, yeah, you should skip, because even though you're right, you're not getting that higher level of Tefillah B'Tziva when you start with them. But since you are getting some level of Tefillah B'Tziva, and that's the importance of Tefillah B'Tziva, so therefore you should skip in order to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibah, even though it's not going to be starting together. And that's why it's mashmo also from the Samas Chaim that I quote here, the two Samas Chaims. But what's the din? Let's jump down. What's the din if I will not make it to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibah, but I could, or let's change that a little. What's the din if I will make it for Chazaras HaShatz, to daven with the Chazin, when he starts Chazaras HaShatz, I'll start with him. Meaning, I have a choice to skip, to skip Suga Zimra and make it to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tziba, or I cannot skip Suga Zimra, and I'll make it for Chazaras HaShatz to daven together with the Chazin. That's number one. Number two, I'm late and I will not be able to make it to Chazaras HaShatz. I'm sorry, I will not be able to make it to Shmoneh Esrei at all. But if I skip, I'll be able to make it to start with the Chazin. Should I skip to start with the Chazin? Pashtus and the Mechab is mashma that there is no inyan tefillah b'tzibah when you daven with the Chazin. All that the Mechab says is that the mile of davening with the Chazin is that you don't lose Kedusha. That the halach is that if I start Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazin, and I daven with him, Mila b'mila, so when he gets to Kedusha, I can answer Kedusha. But Avada l'chatchila, one should not be in such a situation. So Pashtus of the Mishnah Brura is Mashma, Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, there is no inyan of tefillah b'tzibah with the shatz. If you take a look at the Prima Gadim says very clearly, he says, "Mekomokim nirish tefillah b'tzibah have a belachash." He seems to be machria that tefillah b'tzibah is davka with the lachash and not with the chazaras shatz. However, the marker that people quote is the Chuvis Hachsam Sefer in Koivis Achuvah Simen Dalit, where over there the Chassam Sefer says a line. It says, Vim Kain, Kishe Ira, I want to stress that word Ira, if it happens to happen, Kishe Ira She Yachir Oime Imashat, not that you should plan to do this, but if it will happen that a Yachir will say, Shmoneh Esrei with the Shatz, Zehu Tfilah Sibor Ha'amiti. That is Tfilah Sibor Ha'amiti. So this Chassam Sefer is a marker that there are those that bring that davening with the Chazaras HaShatz will be considered a tefillah b'tzibah. However, we will see in Yetz Hashem tomorrow what the Rav Moshe and other poskim have to say about this. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day or night wherever we may be holding.
Thank you, Rav.
Good to see you, Judah. Wow, we good memories. Okay.
What about Karbonis?
Yeah.
What about Karbonis?
Karbonis. What was the question?
Can you skip Karbonis to make Tzibur Tzibur?
Yeah, because Karbonis you could say afterwards. If you need to make it up after it. Aruch Shulchan says no, because you have to do noiris. Don't make it up afterwards. That's first of all, no? But we spoke about it earlier, Shia. I don't know if you were on Yehud, about the tzaddikim that would daven b'yechidus because of their kavanas.
Oh, thank. All right, I got it. I think Zevi sent out a Dropbox as an old cheer, and I'll have to look back.
Why is it only every so often that you could skip to get to Shmoneh Esrei with a tzibur, not every day?
So I tell you like this, it you will be allowed to, but since it's part of the Seder Tefillah, you should do. I mean, it's not a good habit.
So am I not kaminah on halacha?
Halacha not for me is that if we tell you you can only do it once every 30 days, you won't do it more often than that.
So it's a rabbanah shepsak.
Yeah, it's Nothing wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with that, Bonham.
Okay.